Well, historically, obviously being a funeral director for 18 years, you get a lot of experience in the field. I kind of have a good idea who should be dying when and in what numbers and at what ages. Historically, it's always been a seasonal business in that in the winter there are more deaths from winter flu and stuff like that. Generally, the elderly and cancer is a very interesting one. So, prior to the COVID jab rollout, we would get people come in who'd lost a loved one to cancer, and they would have a cancer story, Alex. And that story would be 2 years, 5 years, even 10 years long. We're now seeing people that are coming in who are dying from cancer in 8 weeks, from being asymptomatic to dead. And these are people in their 40s and 50s. These are people who wouldn't normally historically have died of cancer. So it's very interesting. I had an email from a hospice nurse today saying exactly that. And I've had a number of nurses reach out to me, hospice nurses, and I've been putting them in touch with peers and MPs and, trying to generate some momentum to get this truth out to people.